Couple of days ago, I read and listened to the entire book of Revelation. And a lot of it I don't get, but a lot of it I do get. And this is what I walked away with: the greatness of our God, His eternal plan. Number three, who Jesus is. Number four, the wedding banquet of the Lamb. And number five, living in paradise for eternity. This is all very, very clear in the book of Revelation, if we don't get bogged down in all the other stuff. And with everything that's going on these days, I just wanted to take a minute to put life back in perspective from a spiritual lens, the lens with which we all should view life. You know, the book of Revelation was originally called the Apocalypsis, which in Greek means the unveiling or the revelation of Jesus Christ, who he is, why he was sent here, what is yet to come, and how is this all going to turn out? And how, you know, the reporting, who, what, where, when, and why he's working through us now to take his place on earth. And that's why they wrote about the seven churches in the first few chapters, because those lessons of the churches are for our learning. And I'm going to read just a few clips of Revelation chapter 1, a few phrases that I strung together. Verse 1 says, the revelation or the revealing of Jesus Christ. So right out up front, you know what this whole book is about. It's about why Jesus came, why he's here, what's God's plan. Who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, which means there's more to begotten from the dead, right?
Yep.
And that's us. And the magistrate, it says in King James, the prince, but the magistrate means the one above all the kings of the earth. So of all the mess going on today, who's still top dog? Jesus. No matter what the world looks like, Jesus is top dog. We just have to be more aware of bringing his power into this earth. Unto him that loved us, that's Jesus, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God. When? Now. That's very clear. That's not an unclear part of Revelation. That's very clear. And John turned to see the voice that spake to him, and he saw, now focus on this, imagine this, one like the Son of Man, so he looked like a human being, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the chest with a golden sash. His head and his hairs were shining, white, like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass. And his voice was as the sound of many waters. In other words, you couldn't ignore it. It had a resonance. It roared. And out of his mouth went a sharp, what? Two-edged sword, the word of God. And listen to this. Here's what Jesus looked like to John. And his countenance was as the sun shines in its strength. That means at noonday, when you can't look at it, it's too bright. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. I mean, it blew his mind. He passed out almost. And Jesus laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, fear not. To put our life into perspective, there's a lot going on around us. I want you to really focus on this section of Revelation. I want you to read chapter 1 a few times and get it in your heart so that you know this is the power that lives in you. This shining, pure, risen, glorified man who shines like the sun, who's above all the kings of the earth, all of that nature. Christ is in you. And when you look in the mirror, this is who I want you to see looking back at you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Because what I'm saying here today, this is reality. This stuff going on around us, this is all temporal stuff. It's here today and gone tomorrow. What I'm reading to you right now is eternal truth. What I'm reading to you from Revelation is reality. This is an eternal verity, truth that's never going to change. And this nature, power, lives in you and walks you through this life here on earth. Listen to this. As much as you will put your trust in this word and follow his voice. Life is about so much more than this second, this moment, this decade. It's always about God's eternal plan and the free outreach of his word. First Timothy says that God will, if it says God will, that's very clear, right? We don't have to guess. It's very clear. God will have all men to be saved, the new birth, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. This is your true profession. Everything else is a sidebar. This is what we're put on earth to do. God wants everyone to make it into his kingdom and to know the fullness of his truth here and now. Not just to be saved, but to be discipled, to know the ropes, to get committed to live for God first. And if you put him first, everything else falls into place. That is our calling. That's our job. To teach, to speak, to love, to help people get saved. But just as importantly, to grow up and be discipled in Christ. We are Jesus' messengers. We're his sent ones. And you know that Jesus I described in Revelation? He talks about what he does in the seven churches. That's what our life should look like. That's what our life should look like. Our life should look like how Jesus walked through the Gospels, being followed by signs, miracles, and wonders. And if we focus on living the word, and we're going to hear a great teaching on that in a couple of minutes, speaking God's word, and on outreach, 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 outreach. What's the point? Outreach. Everything else will fall into place, and people, God will heal our land because the body of Christ will be on fire doing God's will. That is, we are continuing to be the revelation of Jesus Christ. We continue to be the revelation of Jesus Christ in our day and our time. And and his message to us is fear not. Do this stuff till I return. That's the lens that we're supposed to see life through. Jesus' message is the only thing that will heal the chaos of our day and time. And our job is to go, stand, and speak God's word. Words of life are the only thing that will set mankind free. All else is sinking sand. So please think about that, dwell on it, and know that that's your place in the body of Christ today. Heavenly Father, I open this fellowship to your praise and to your glory, to know that we are called to speak like Jesus, to speak for Jesus, to speak in the love of Jesus, to speak in the power of Jesus, and to be your megaphone, your voice to the world today, because your will has never changed. You want all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge, the true and vital knowledge of a relationship with you. We lift to you our nation. We pray for your peace to flow upon this nation, for chaos to be restored with peace and unity. But Father, that will only be unleashed through us, the church, the body of Christ. Help us get that memo, get the message that we are the answer to the world's problems. In Jesus' name, amen.